There really isn't any point to it. Unless you don't think that Christ died for you and that that death is sufficient to cover everything. If you don't think that, well, then maybe you have work you think you have to do. A little farther here. Verse 15, to give a human example, brethren, no one annuls even a man's will or adds to it once it's been ratified. Now, the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, which is Christ. This is what I mean. The law, which came 430 years afterward, does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God, so as to make the promise void. For if the inheritance is by the law, it is no longer by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Why then the law? In other words, if God gave the promises to Abraham, okay, by faith, and then in Moses all of a sudden the law shows up, well then which way is it? How come he gave us the law if they said we're going to live by faith? How does that work? It was added because of transgressions, because of sin. Till the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made. And it was ordained by angels through an intermediary. Now, how does that translate into regular language? What that means is the law wasn't even given to Moses directly by God. It came through a messenger boy. The promise to Abraham came right from God. The law has a secondary role. It just came because sin was out of control. So God had to throw the law into history to try to rein things in a little bit. That's what he's talking about here. That's its job.
What does it mean, though, that the law didn't come directly from
God? It means that the promise is more... Look, I'm God, you're Abraham. The righteous shall live by faith. Got it?
Right.
Okay. I'm up here in the heavenly court. I'm working on the law. Messenger boy, take this down to Moses. I got work to do. What's more important? My word to you directly or the... Here, take that down to Moses on the mountain. Which one has more? The promise to you. Because I dropped what I was doing and I came right to you. That's what he's saying. The law has secondary value. It was given to restrain sin.